Thanks for calling the customer support. My name is Asia. How may I help you?
I have a charge on my credit card that I don't know whom you people are or why there's a charge there.
Okay, hold for just a moment. Can I have you verify your address for me, please? Your zip code. My bad. Your zip code, please.
That's okay. 07083.
Can I have your name, please?
My name is Sunny Carnivale.
Hold for just a moment. How much were you charged?
$59.89 on April 5th. Or April 4th, I guess it was put through. It went through on the 5th.
Can I have you spell out your first name for me?
S-U-N-N-Y.
And your last name?
C-A-R-N-I-V-A-L-E.
Can I have your email address, please?
slcarnivale@att.net.
Can I have you spell that out for me, please?
slcarnivale@att.net. I don't have anything from you people. I want to know why it's on my credit card.
Can I have the first 6 digits of your credit card number to help you out?
First four?
The first six.
The first six. 521876.
Can I have the last 4 digits of your credit card number?
How much more do you want? You need to be able to find this by now because I don't know who you are, okay?
This is only
so
to help you, ma'am.
You fix this now or I'm going to Citibank and they're going to fix it. How's that?
Okay.
I'm giving out all this shit, okay?
We don't use
whom you are. And if you can't find me by the zip code and 6 digits, let me tell you something. I'm going to Citibank, and I'm going to tell them and let them decipher it. How's that for an answer?
We don't use profanity over the line, ma'am. You do it again,
oh,
I will
goodbye.
Disconnect the line.
Grow the hell up.
Okay.